World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello, welcome along to the William Hill World Cup Daily Podcast. We now know the lineup in this year's World Cup final. Germany will play Argentina on Sunday in the Maracanã. It should be a cracking game. And right now, I'm joined in the studio by Lee Phelps to not only look ahead to that briefly, but also to look at some of the outright betting and to look back at an eventful couple of semi-finals, or at least one of them was. Hi, Lee. How are you doing?
Great, thank you.
Good.
You know that jingle?
Yeah.
Do you reckon we should change it now so the commentator's just really like downbeat? Neymar. How things change. When we started it and did that jingle, everyone was happy, weren't they, in Brazil? Everyone loved Neymar. Now he's just a forgotten man.
We should maybe try and find a German commentator, because I'm sure they're ecstatic at the moment.
I wonder what the commentary was like on the Oscar goal, because you know they go mad for everything.
Yeah.
I sat in a car in Natal in Brazil for the entire match, the entire Brazil Mexico that match,
okay,
which was 0-0, wasn't it? Because it was absolutely I couldn't leave the car because it was that it was raining that hard. If you left the car, you got soaked. I couldn't get in the ground, so I just stayed in the car for the full match, listened to it on the radio. Brazilian commentary. I thought it was 4-3.
Just came back, how exciting.
0-0.
Yeah.
They shout for a corner, goes out, they go mad, a throw in. They're like, throw in.
Okay.
So I would be intrigued to know what the commentators were like for that Oscar consolation.
Yeah. Well,
goal.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I'm like, goal, 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 goal. But this time, I'd just be like, no, goal.
Yeah.
That's good. Anyway.
Argentina.
Argentina got the better of Holland on penalties.
I didn't think it was that bad a game. I think I'm the only person in the history of the world who didn't think it was that bad a game. I thought it was two teams who were exceptional at closing down. Obviously, you know, Holland played a 6-3-1. It's going to be hard to break down when you've got quality players playing a 6-3-1. Even Concrete Ron was magnificent, wasn't he?
Concrete, yeah.
Brilliant.
He had a great game, to be fair. It's unfortunate that he missed the first. I don't know why he took the first penalty, to be fair.
That's harsh, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was like, anyway. But I didn't think it was that bad. Admittedly, it could have done with some more efforts on goal. But
well, that's the problem,
you know, in terms of the match itself, I thought it was quite intriguing. And I think it shows us a lot about what this Germany-Argentina's game is going to be like. It's going to be like your kind of classic Champions League match where you get like a kind of Bayern Munich who are all free-flowing, or maybe Barcelona in years gone by against the kind of Mourinho Inter Milan or a Mourinho Chelsea where they just stop you playing. I know Argentina aren't just that kind of team, but they are, you know, they're into you, aren't they? They're going to snap at you. They're going to try and stop Germany playing, not going to give Germany any space. I just wonder... if Germany's undoing will be just to believe their own hype and go out and try and beat Argentina and not look after Messi. If teams look after Messi and stop him playing, Argentina struggle, obviously. If Germany pay him more, like, don't pay him enough respect, if you like, or they just think, let's just go and beat him on our own terms, I think they might find themselves struggling. Because even Messi looked poor right at the end of the game. He still had the burst of pace when he had the chance to get down the line and cross it in, and that should have been a goal, arguably.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's not playing well, it's just that he's not being given the opportunity, and he's obviously not quite as good as Maradona, because Maradona would just go and do it anyway, even if he'd been kicked from, you know, pillar to post.
Yeah.
He'd still do it. So Messi probably hasn't got that at the moment. Hasn't got that ability, but if Germany give him the space, might still become Messi's World Cup. This,
yeah. So we'll look at that then first. We'll look at the player of the tournament, because Messi is still favourite, 5-4 at the moment. James Rodriguez knocked out in the quarterfinals and still second favourite at 5-2. Thomas Müller 7-2. Manuel Neuer 6-1. Ian Robin Sevens and Toni Kroos is 12-1. Messi two shot out 5-4.
He is, isn't he, really? Mm. I mean, look at the prices of the match. The prices on the match alone for Argentina to beat Germany in the World Cup final. You're probably better off backing that, aren't you?
Probably, yeah. Let me just get the prices up. 23-10, so...
You're better off backing that than Messi to be the... Because if they win it, Messi will get it.
Yeah, but if they don't win it and Messi has a stormer still...
I think they'll give it to a German player.
Yeah,
yeah, I do. I really do. I think there are enough German players in that team who could command that title. Neuer could, Kroos could, but I think Müller's the one.
Yeah,
I mean Müller's going to be second top scorer. He's shone in the World Cup again. You know, he's the one who got it all going for Germany against Brazil. Who knows what would have happened if, you know, the 15 minutes had gone by, been 0-0 and Brazil had settled in. Mm. It might not have been the same kind of game. Probably would have been, but it might not have been. I think I'd have to pick Müller on the prices at the moment. Even though, obviously, as I've said over and over again, I'm still with Argentina. I backed them from before the start of the tournament. I'm not going to change, even though Germany looked, you know, great against Brazil. I don't think the final will be the same kind of game. I think it's Argentina's side dogged and you know and a bit nasty and tough, and they have got quality somewhere in there. So I'm going to stick with Argentina, but I can see on price grounds alone, I can't really have Messi.
Okay.
Or having said that, if they win it, he'll get the title. He may just back them to win it.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you not agree?
I'm just mulling it over. If they win, then yeah, I can see him getting it. But
there's no one else to give it to if they win, is there?
Problem is, he was kind of anonymous in the semi-final. He hasn't really, when it mattered in the later stages, semi-final, just grabbed the game and then won it for them. But he might do that in the final, you never know.
If they give him the opportunity to.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's really intriguing, and we'll talk about this a lot over the next few days. It's really intriguing what Germany are going to do with Messi, because if they do just go and play their normal game and leave him be, like it would happen in a Champions League game, he always gets the freedom to go and do what he wants, really, then...
They won't do that, though, will they?
Well, if they don't, that detracts from their game, and how do they play their normal game then? Do they change their game that's worked so well in the semi-final to accommodate Messi, or do they just go and play their game?
But their game worked very well in the semi-final because of how abject Brazil were. If you look at earlier on in the competition, they weren't destroying teams. Their game was just flattered on the night, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I don't think Argentina will let that happen. So I think they will still have to pay Messi the respect, and I don't think they'll be naive enough to just think we'll go out there and forget about Messi and we'll do our own thing, because you can't afford to do that.
Incidentally, on that Messi bet I was saying about backing Argentina to win, that's to win in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
If you back them to win the World Cup now,
6-5
versus 5-4, so it's a slightly better price if you back Messi to win. But I mean, unless you're a huge punter, it's not going to make too much of a difference, is it? What are you talking about? 25-20 compared to 24-20, aren't you? So, you know, I mean, unless you're got your kind of money, your kind of stakes, Mark, who cares?
Well, it matters to those big punters, you know what I mean? So you think Argentina will get their job done? You think that Messi may well get player of the tournament if that's the case, but it might just be better to back Argentina in the 90 minutes market?
From my point of view, from my personal betting point of view, I've put up Argentina at 9-2 pre-tournament, so there you go, that's sat there still. All I need to do now is back Germany, obviously.
Yeah,
just to win the World Cup, and get my stake back, and I haven't lost on it on my outright selection there. So that's obviously the sensible thing to do. Everyone's happy, but if you're looking at a bet now, the value has to be Argentina at 23-10 in my book, because as good as Germany were, like you just said, it was an abject Brazil, and this World Cup has been littered by inconsistency. The only consistency throughout the World Cup has been Argentina's dogged approach to just winning games relentlessly, whatever it takes. Whether it's like having a busted jaw, having a piece of tissue hanging out your mouth, or, you know, being concussed and going, nah, I'll carry on and playing the rest of the game. They are nails, this team.
Yeah. Do you back Germany just for your Argentina? I actually have backed Argentina to win the World Cup at the start.
What time? What price? 9-2?
I took 5-1.
Oh, very nice.
Start of the World Cup. Germany are 4-6. So if I'm backing that, I'm only going to really get my stake back if I back it sensibly.
Yeah.
Would you take a chance on Germany 90 minutes at 13-10? Or would you just go with the outrights?
I'd just go with the outrights. If we're talking sensible, we're talking, you know, doing the right thing and getting your money back, and, you know, because that you've already had your fun bet, you've already had your exciting bet, which is Argentina. This shouldn't be an exciting bet now to get your stake back. This should be a functional, sensible pro bet. I've done that in inverted commas, because, you know, the last thing I could call you would be a pro. You're not a professional punter, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know. Nicely covered up. Let's talk about top tournament goal scorer next. James Rodriguez still in front, 4-9 for him to hold on to the top goal scorer title, if you call it that. Thomas Müller 5-2, Lionel Messi 8-1, Robin 50s and Van Persie 66s. Well, Robin and Van Persie are going to have to score plenty of goals in the third place playoff. So I think we can rule them out. Messi needs to score. What is it? He needs to score
two to draw level.
Yeah, so he needs to score a hat trick in the final to win it.
Unlikely.
8-1 is unlikely. Muller, does he need two to win it?
Yeah, 1 to draw level.
Yeah. So 5-2, maybe not a bad play on him, because if Germany do get the goals that we've seen in them against the Brazilians in the semi-final, then maybe so. But is it just time to just start admitting that Rodriguez is going to win it?
I think I'd still take him on. I think, you know, I think there's enough. We've seen enough from Germany to say that they can score goals. I mean, all you're looking at really is a dead heat. I can't really see Muller getting two against Argentina if you only got one against Brazil when they scored seven.
Yeah.
So, you know, sensibly speaking, he could get two, obviously, and Messi could get two and whatever, you know. But, you know, you're looking at a dead heat bet. Now, if in your mind you can make an argument for Germany not man-marking Messi and not doing what the last couple of teams we've played them have tried to do and stop him playing, then he's 8-1, isn't he?
Mm.
Now, a share of 8-1 to be top scorer. Remember, this isn't Golden Boot.
No.
Golden Boot is decided on assists, isn't it, if they draw level.
Yep.
For betting purposes, this is decided. This goes dead heat. If they level, it's not the Golden Boot rules that FIFA employ. So you'll get half your stake at the full price. So you'll be getting half your stake at 8-1 if Messi scores two goals.
Yes.
What price is it to score two or more is the question, isn't it? Because it's going to be a decent price to score two or more. So if you're a tenner punter and you back Messi top goal scorer and he manages to draw level, and you're going to get a fiver at 8-1.
Okay. Messi to score two or more, who would have thought it? 8-1.
There you go. That's the bet, isn't it?
Yeah.
No point in having that bet on Messi, is it? There's no point. You have to have a tenner at 8-1.
Yeah, exactly, because you'd have half your stake if it was on.
So, in that case, what price is Muller to score a goal? you're just working out if there's a touch of value there, aren't you, really?
6-4 anytime.
6-4 anytime. So you're looking at 5-2 for him to be the top scorer, are you?
Yeah.
So 5-2, same thing applies. If he scores one, he shares it, get half your stake at 5-2. So you get, you know, if you're a tenner punter, for instance, you're going to get your fiver at 5-2. Is it worth doing?
I don't think it's quite as worth doing with Muller.
No, and what I'm saying is I think it's worth backing him for top tournament goal scorer as opposed to backing him to score a goal, isn't it?
So
I think that's a little bit of value there. If you want to take Rodriguez on, do it with Muller. Don't do it with Messi, just back him to score two goals.
Yeah.
If that's your want.
I like it, yeah. It's a good way of maintaining the 8-1 price and your full stake on it. A nice way in, nice little angle to twist it. Good stuff. We'll have to wait until Saturday and Sunday for the final two games of the World Cup, Lee. Couple of days to wait. What will be your way of thinking at the moment? Who do you think wins it? Who do you think comes third? And what will be your best bet at the moment?
Well, I'm going to stick with Argentina. Who knows what happens? But, you know, I just don't think two games are the same in this World Cup. Albeit, they've got a lot of recovery to do because they got kicked about last night by the Dutch. Third place, I just don't see how Brazil come back from what's happened to them.
Do you not think they need to?
They do need to, desperately, yeah. But I just don't know if they can. I mean, you know, where do they go from there? The big thing is, obviously, Thiago Silva comes back.
Yeah.
And if he's in the starting lineup, then surely they'll be solid, if nothing else. And
he comes back and tries to restore some pride. And
has to, doesn't he, really? Because he can take out... He's not been tarnished by this thing.
Yeah.
Neither has Neymar. So he has to lead from the front. But who knows what the team's going to be, Mark? We might not see Robin van Persie. We might see complete a different 11 for the Dutch. Vorm might be in goal, for instance. He's the only player who hasn't played for the Dutch. So he'll probably go in goal. Give him a chance. Why not? But Van Gaal said he doesn't want to play the game. I mean, it's hard to have a bet on it until you've seen what it is, seen what the teams are. You're probably over 2.5 though, because if every other game involving Brazil in recent weeks seems to have been easily the potential to be over 2.5 or over 7.5. the bet of the tournament at the minute. I mean, we're getting few and far between on bets, aren't we?
Yeah.
But I'd go on Muller, top scorer.
Okay.
5-2.
Fair enough.
Could get two. But I think if anyone's going to score for Germany, it'll be him.
Yeah.
Coming from midfield, from deep, you know, they'll be able to mark well. That's where I think Argentina could struggle, where they lose runners. And Germany are brilliant at running and making space. I think that's where they may struggle. They'll be all right at the back, and Mascherano will be great, you know, what's in front of him. But I think when runners are coming from deep, I think Muller could be the difference for Germany if they are to win it. So I'll go with him on what we've said on the kind of the Messi angle. I'll go with Muller to be top scorer.
Okay, fair enough. Good stuff, Lee. Thank you very much. We'll look forward to those two games this weekend. Good luck and enjoy the action.
Thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.